This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, Imam Khomeini's lifestyle. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of the lifestyle of the Imam Khomeini and how he used to live and what was his lifestyle. As we know that Imam Khomeini was a jurist and he was the leader of Islamic revolution, therefore we can have him as a role model for ourselves because we can see that he purely have applied the Islamic rules, the Islamic lifestyle in his life. And throughout his life, rather we see his practical approach, his social approach, his political approach, his personal lifestyle. It all showed us that he was purely following an Islamic lifestyle. Therefore, it is very important to enter to his life, to study his life, to know how he used to live, and then we can take him as a role model for ourselves, which can be a practical role model in today's world. Because most of the people, they say, for example, when we talk about the Prophet, when we talk about the Imams, they generally say they were infallible, and we being fallible cannot follow someone who is infallible. Therefore, these personalities, the personality like Imam Khomeini, who was a fallible person, but on the other hand, he was a jurist, he was a scholar, he was an ordinary man, he had a family, he had wife, he gave time to his children, to his friends, to the family, for the political issues. We can see like he has spent his life for the Islamic revolution. So he can be the best role model at this time for all of us, inshallah.
Congratulations to all Muslims across the world on the anniversary of the victory of the Islamic Revolution of Iran. Listen to our special programs on IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back. We were talking about the topic of the lifestyle of Imam Khomeini in today's program. Therefore, we said that Imam Khomeini's lifestyle can be taken as a role model for today's world if we want to follow the real Islam. When we look at his life, and especially when we look at his social lifestyle, we can see that he was very much bound to the Islamic laws, to the Islamic principles, in a way that if it was a Muslim country or non-Muslim country, it doesn't matter for him. Because before the revolution, he was deported to different countries. He was sent to different countries. He lived in Iraq, he lived in Turkey, he lived in France. Therefore, we can see that even when he was in France, he was so much bound to the Islamic principles that we need to respect the law. So it wasn't just respecting the Islamic law. He was also respecting the laws of that country where he went. Therefore, we can see throughout the life, the time which he spent in France, he was bound to the laws of France. And he lived according to those laws. He never broke those laws. And this shows us that if a person is a religious person, if he wants to have an Islamic lifestyle, no matter where he lives, whether he lives in the West or East, he must respect the law, as this is shown, or this we can, as we can see this in the life of Imam Khomeini clearly. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah, Allah,
إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة.
Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/en/call-of-islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.